Are you waiting for somebody to give you permission? Do you have, are you like me? You have lots of ideas in your head, and you think this would really work, or this would really work, or this could be a cool thing, but you are just one person, and you don't have a platform or the perfect group to do it within, and you just aren't sure, and you're waiting for the perfect time and the perfect opportunity. But if you really look at all those reasons, a big part of it comes down to you're waiting for permission. You're waiting. The reason you feel like you can't do something alone without a group is because you want the group to be on board because that gives you permission to do this idea. And I don't mean permission in that you feel like it's not going to work or that it's crazy. I think it's more of an empowerment. It's completely justified and it's understandable why we feel like we need permission. We need someone to say, yes, go do this thing, because we have this imposter syndrome that we think, who am I to suggest this idea? Who am I? I'm not an expert. I don't know about doing this. People will look at me funny if I start doing something and talking to people saying, hey, let's get this movement started. I'm doing this, insert, great cause here. And we're afraid that people won't take us seriously because we're not the expert that we think they should be. We don't have a big organization or company name behind us, maybe. I don't know. I suffer from it. Maybe it's just me. Maybe you don't. But it makes me think of, I've heard a few different speakers talk about responsibility being broken down into response and ability. And one of the best speakers I ever heard, it was just actually a video on the internet. I saw him delivering a speech, and I wish I could remember his name. He was a Vietnam War veteran, and it was powerful because he talks about a time when he was in combat that he was asked to do something that was nearly a suicide mission. And he told his commanding officer, that's not my responsibility. And the response was, whenever anything, you're looking at responsibility wrong. Whenever something arises, a need arises, something that there's an injustice or a problem that needs to be fixed, and you see it and it you take stock of it, and then you have to monitor, do I have the ability to fix this? And if the answer is yes, that I do have the ability to make a difference, to change this, to no matter how small, no matter how incremental, I have the ability to make a difference, then you have to decide what's your response going to be. Because you have the ability. The only thing in question is what is your response? And I think that's true with our small towns as we start to look around and try to save them and try to figure out what would make them better and what can I do. And I think a lot of times we sit at home and maybe even lose sleep and heartache and worry over, we love these communities so much, but just what can I do? I just want someone to tell me what to do. And unfortunately, I am on this journey too, so I can't tell you what to do, but I can tell you that maybe you don't need someone to tell you what to do. Maybe when you see a need, you can just address it right there. I'm giving you permission. If you need someone to give you permission and tell you that you are enough and that you can make a difference, I'm going to tell you that right now. Go do it. When you see something, it doesn't have to be a huge plan that you figure out and sit at home and think about. When you see a need, if you have the ability to make a difference, decide that your response will be yes. That's my challenge to myself. I've been working on it. I've been trying to keep my eyes open to be more aware of where the needs truly are in our community on a very scale, one difference at a time, small scale. And I'm going to give you the same challenge. I think that that is going to be one of the biggest steps in creating revitalized communities. So, my challenge for you is when you see needs in your community, when you see things that it should be different, you wish it was better, look at it. Think about how does it need to be different? What change would you like to see? What would that look like? And then ask yourself if you have the ability to make that change. And if you do, then decide what your response will be. And I'm giving you permission right now that your response can be yes. You can be the one to make that change. I'm Alex Real. This is Small Town Tenacity. I'll talk to you guys soon.